As a bowls coach, I was asked to help assess the England players at one of their trials for the 2022 Birmingham Commonwealth Games. A simple matter of scoring each player's performance. And I was astounded by the consistency of one of the partially sighted bowlers, Alison Yearling, who was by my rating one of the best bowlers there, and thought you might like to know a little more about her. Alison is 41 and works as a registered nurse at Derriford Hospital, Plymouth, and started to lose her sight in her early 20s when diagnosed with a generic condition called Stargardt's, and told me she was in a state of denial for about 5 years and was reluctant to talk about what was happening to her. Then enough was enough, and in 2009 she decided to find something to get her out of the house and to meet other people with sight loss. On hearing about the Plymouth Visibility Impaired Bowls Club, she spoke to the secretary of the club and was invited along to a taster session and given some coaching by a sighted helper, made her feel very welcome. Meeting other people suffering from sight loss, it was one of the best things she had ever done. Alison thought it would not be possible for her to play bowls because of poor sight, but proved herself wrong. A string is placed down the centre of the bowls ring from one end to the other. This helps the visually impaired bowler to place the mat in the correct position and cast the jack accurately. It also allows them to work out how much green they need to take. For people who still have some degree of vision, they can see the string. For those with no sight, they can feel the string. Visually impaired bowlers need someone to give them information that they cannot see. In visually impaired bowls, someone stands at the other end of the rink and calls the distance of the jack. The visually impaired bowler then sends their bowl with a suitable force for the jack length. The caller will then let the bowler know where the bowl has ended up in relation to the jack. This is done by using the clock system. So if, for example, your bowl ends up a yard behind the jack on the string, this would be a yard at 12 o'clock. If it was a yard to the right of the jack, it would be a yard at 3 o'clock. This allows the bowler to visualize where the bowl is and adjust their next bowl if necessary. The person who gives the bowler this information is called a director. After a couple of years playing bowls, Alison was asked to enter a visually impaired triples competition. To enter competitions, you need to have a sight certificate, which any local optician will provide. Classifications are B1, a bowler with least sight, and this goes up to a B4. Alison is a B3. Alison won her first of many competitions at Bridgewater in the triples, when Sue Werry was the director, and has been her friend and director ever since. Asked by Visually Impaired Bowls England to represent them in 2015 in the indoor singles, she won silver. In 2016, entering the Visually Impaired Bowls England National Outdoor Singles, she became B3 Ladies Champion. She joined Disability Bowls England, which is a charity that is geared towards bowls for all disabilities. Selected by Disability Bowls England to represent them at the last 5 Home Nation tournaments, which has been an amazing experience for her, helping England to win all 5. In 2017, Alison went to Australia to test conditions for the Commonwealth Games and returned the following year to represent England at the 2018 Commonwealth Games, finding it an amazing experience. After the Home Nations in Ayr, Scotland, the squad for the 2022 team will be selected and will include the visually impaired mixed pair of one male and one female, one of which is a B3 and the other should be a B2. Alison stated that playing bowls has made such a difference to her life, making lots of good friends and travelling all across the country and the world. It keeps her active and gives her something to focus on. It is a very inclusive sport, which is suitable for all ages, and she highly recommends it. To be able to play, you need some flat shoes and a set of 4 bowls. You can normally get these second hand for about £50, or you can get a brand new set for about £280. Alison has now joined a sighted club and plays in matches with them and entering county competitions, where she managed to get into the final 16 of the county's four wood singles this year, which was a great achievement as she was playing against sighted bowlers. She was 29 when she started to bowl, and it took her about 2 years to become a good bowler, saying it is fun and a skillful game, and she thinks people of all ages should give it a go. Alison was never very good at sport at school, so she is able to say that she has now represented her country at the Commonwealth Games is absolutely astounding. When she found out about her sight problem, she never believed she would ever represent her country at bowls, and although having poor sight is a real nuisance, she has struggled at times and is determined to live her life the full, saying, when she found out about her sight problem, she never believed she would ever represent her country at bowls. And although having poor sight is a real nuisance and has struggled at times, she is determined to live her life to the full, saying, if it wasn't for her eyesight, she would never have given bowls a go and achieved what she has. Alison knows just how important her good friend Sue Wherry has been as her director in all her achievements. She has taken her to all the competitions and accompanied her on the green. She acts as her eyes. She advises on what shot to play and feels her own. She advises on what shot to play and feel she owes her much towards her own success, and is so grateful for her help and support. If Alison is selected for the Commonwealth Games next year, she hopes she will be there as her director and win a medal, and that would be icing on the cake. There are lots of visually impaired bowls clubs throughout the country, and there are several competitions that visually impaired bowlers can attend throughout the year, both indoor and outdoor.